Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It's currently 52 in Fairfield. We're looking for a high of 62. Scattered showers possible today and tonight. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. It's homecoming weekend in Fairfield. The annual FCHS homecoming parade was yesterday afternoon, winning the float category. First place and $100 went to the freshman class float, Kiss the Eagles Goodbye, featuring people dressed as the band Kiss. Second place and $75 went to the Mulebackers, and the senior class float was given third place and $50. The homecoming dance and coronation is this evening at 7 o'clock in the FCHS gym. The homecoming queen candidates this year are Georgie Demarette, Sydney Eckleberry, and Gemma Loss. King candidates are Colton Lance, Guy Kolak, Holden August, and Michael Mitchell. The retiring king and queen are Grace Bora and Jagger Wolf. The homecoming dance is from 8 to 11 tonight. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Get into autumn with the best fall comforting cocktails from JJ's Package Store. Seasonal flavors like spiced apple whiskeys, Schaller's Mead with mulling spices, New Belgian's Pump Kick Brew, Shock Top's Honey Crisp Apple Wheat, Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams and Leinenkugel, spiced rums to add to your apple ciders and more. See the new custom wood wine racks at JJ's. Who needs fancy wine storage now when you have your festive occasion station? JJ's Package Store on West Delaware in Fairfield.
Do you just want to go home after a long day at work to relax in a comfortable chair and watch your favorite shows? I can help you with that at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. This is Sean Rush, and I've expanded both our Lazy Boy recliner and media center selections at Rush Appliance. Our Lazy Boy rocker recliner start at $299, our American-made media center start at $149, and we have flat screens to fit any budget. I'll deliver your new furniture today, and you'll be reclining in comfort with your remote tonight. Just come see me at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
Enfield Mule Days would like to invite you to their 94th annual festival through Saturday. Activities start at 6 p.m. during the week and on Saturday with a 2-mile run beginning at 8 a.m. Enfield Mule Days parade starts at 1:30 on Saturday and the cornhole tournament is at 3. Highway Run from Nashville, Tennessee will be in concert Saturday night. Bring your family and friends October 1st through 3rd to Enfield Mule Days. Forty-two-year-old Matthew E. Jolly of Mill Shoals has been jailed on a charge of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. Jolly was taken into custody on Thursday afternoon by Wayne County Sheriff's Police based on a warrant issued through the Wayne County State's Attorney's Office. The case against Jolly was investigated by detectives of the Illinois State Police. Jolly is currently being held in the Wayne County Jail under $10,000 cash bond. 25-year-old Ryan Tibbs of Sisney was jailed following a domestic disturbance early Friday morning in Sisney. Ryan Tibbs is accused of attempting to strangle 23-year-old Mary E. Tibbs of Fairfield during an altercation. Ryan Tibbs told police that during the alleged altercation, he grabbed a knife to defend himself. Then he stabbed himself in the thigh. Ryan Tibbs was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of a stab wound. He was later released to the Wayne County Jail, where he was lodged pending the preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. 49-year-old Gary L. Powell of Grayville was sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 1 felony charge of residential burglary. Powell was sentenced on Friday morning in Edwards County Circuit Court in Albion. In pleading guilty, Powell admitted to burglarizing the home of Frederick and Wilma Jackson on Spring Street in Grayville. The case was investigated by the Grayville City Police Department. In addition to 8 years in prison, Judge David Franklin ordered Powell to serve another 2 years of parole once he's released from custody. The judge also gave Powell credit for 42 days he spent in jail awaiting the disposition of his case. Students in grades 3 through 6 will have a unique opportunity to participate in the Fall Foliage Paintout this year. On Saturday, October 10th, Natalie Hurd, FCHS art instructor, and her painting students will be offering a painting class at 10 a.m. at Fairfield City Hall. Students will create a unique art project and learn about blending texture, form, and shape. The picture of a fall tree will be created using water-soluble crayons and techniques taught during this session. Supplies for the event are being sponsored by the Fairfield Kiwanis Club. No more than 25 budding artists will be accepted to participate in the event. Pre-registration must be completed by Monday, and forms are available at local elementary schools. A fall foliage paint out has 19 artists registered from Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin and will run from Tuesday until Saturday of next week. The public can view paintings at the Landing on Wednesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 7 and again Saturday morning from 10 to noon at no charge. Tuesday evening will feature a public scavenger hunt. Stop by the Landing after 6 o'clock Tuesday night and pick up an entry list. Find as many artists painting during the night paint as you can. Entry cards need to be turned back in at the Landing at 9 p.m. Tuesday night. Entries with the most artists found will be put into a drawing for 25 chamber bucks. Friday evening will feature a premiere exhibit, which is open to the public for $5 per person. Hors d'oeuvres provided and a chance to win an original framed painting by Spencer Meager will be offered. Also, paintings will be available for purchase that evening. On Saturday at 10 a.m., there will be a Four Corners paint at the Courthouse Square. Four artists will set up easels on each side of the courthouse. Each artist will paint for a given amount of time, then rotate to the next easel. At the end of 2 hours, each painting will have work done by each of the four artists. These paintings will be available to people attending by purchasing tickets for $5 each. Tickets can then be dropped in the box at each easel. When the paintings are finished, one ticket will be drawn for each painting. The holder of that ticket will become the owner of the original painting with four artists' signatures. Proceeds from the ticket sales will go towards funding the paint out. Judging of the artwork produced will take place at noon on Saturday, and prizes will be awarded at 1:30. WFIW News Time is 12:22.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMA. HD.
October is Women's Health Month. Your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy is your women's health resource. You have concerns, and we can help. Stop in and let us take care of you. Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Go to mygnp.com for the nearest location.
Your women's health resource is your Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy in Wayne City.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be holding a book fair on Wednesday, October 7th from 9 to 4 in the hospital's Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. Everyone's invited to come out and purchase new books and gifts at up to 70% off. 20% of all proceeds from the purchases will be donated to the Hospital Foundation and the Hospital Skilled Care Activities Fund. The Smith Mill in Reinhard will have its 2015 fall open house on Sunday, October 11th from 1 to 4. The 18-foot water wheel will be operating as well as the blacksmith shop. This year there is a playground for the kids featuring various noisemakers, and there will be a batch of giant bubble stuff for the young and the young at heart. Smith Mill is 5 miles south of the Hucks and Flora on the Blue Mound Road or 5 miles north of the 161 extension on the Blue Mound Road west of Sisney. It's the last day of the 94th annual Enfield Mule Days, and today at 12:30, mule judging will take place. That will be near the Wadi Building. At 1:30, it's the Mule Day Parade. At 3 o'clock, the Cornhole Tournament takes place. Also, entertainment from Brian King of Oakland City, Indiana. Bingo starts at 3:30 and 5 o'clock tonight on the main stage. It's Highway Run from Nashville, Tennessee. Tomorrow, a fundraiser will be held at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Dinner will be served from 11 until food runs out. Prices by donation and proceeds will go toward parking lot renovations. On the menu tomorrow, beef or turkey Manhattans, green beans, salad, and desserts. A burglary suspect in Metropolis is behind bars after he showed up at the police chief's front door and asked to use the phone. According to Metropolis Police Chief Harry Massey, his family dog started barking at around 7 a.m. Friday while he was getting ready for work. When he opened the front door, he said there was a man who asked to use the phone, saying he had been in the woods all night and had gotten lost. Massey said he let him use his phone, but the man couldn't reach anyone. He asked the man if he'd like to have a seat, and he'd give him a ride to town. Massey said he called the station and asked if they were looking for anyone then. He said officers told him that they were handling a burglary at the Dollar General store about 2 miles away. They had video surveillance of a suspect, which looked like the guy that was sitting in his home. Massey said the man, 30-year-old Joshua Richardson of Metropolis, is in custody at the Massac County Detention Center for burglary. Richardson was also wanted on a warrant for parole violation. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says the standoff over a state budget could go on for a while, but his administration is prepared to continue managing state finances without one. The governor spoke on Friday following a manufacturing expo in Effingham. He says he remains committed to getting Democrats to approve some of his pro-business agenda. He repeated that if Democrats don't want to work with him, they can balance the budget and pass it by passing a tax increase without his support. Illinois is in its fourth month without a state budget. Democrats say they oppose Rauner's agenda because it hurts vulnerable residents and the middle class. Some lawmakers have suggested he call legislators to Springfield for a special session, but Rauner says he won't do that because it costs too much money. The presidents of Illinois' 9 public universities are urging Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and leaders in the democratically controlled General Assembly to end the ongoing state budget stalemate. The presidents say in a letter to the governor and lawmakers on Thursday that uncertainty over how much state money the schools will get this fiscal year and when they'll get it is beginning to damage their ability to teach and do research. They also say students and employees are starting to wonder whether Illinois is the best place to be. In a separate message to the University of Illinois 3 campuses, President Timothy Kylene called the continued uncertainty unsustainable. State government is operating without a budget that was due on July 1st, while the dispute over state spending continues. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Price being paid for local crude oil as of yesterday, $38.50. That's up 75 cents. Turning out area deaths, Eugene Large, 95, and Katie Large, 91, of Fairfield, died on Thursday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. Katie and Eugene were married for 74 and a half years. Eugene retired from Airtex Products after 44 years, ending as the quality inspector for over 20. Through the years, Katie had worked at Red and White Grocery Store, at the Index, and at Airtex Products, from which she took an early retirement. Eugene and Katie Large are survived by a son, Ken Large, of Jeff, daughters Bonnie Brown of Terre Haute, Indiana, Terry Prizer of O'Fallon, Illinois, Karen Burr of St. Louis, and 14 grandchildren, Tracy Baruti of Sterling, Virginia, Todd Epperson of Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, Jeff Brown of Brownsburg, Indiana, Eric Burr of Pocatello, Idaho, Kristen Burr of St. Louis, Jennifer Bowes of Terre Haute, Indiana, Chris Cunningham of St. Louis, Matthew Epperson of Sevierville, Tennessee, Joe Brown of West Terre Haute, Indiana, Justin Large of Chandler, Arizona, Pat Cunningham of Scott Air Force Base, Zach Large of Danvers, Illinois, Emma Love of Fairfield, and Hannah Harrison of Fairfield. 22 great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild, and many nieces and nephews also survive. Eugene is also survived by a sister, Wanda Tullis of Louisville, Kentucky. Funeral services for Eugene and Katie Large will be held Monday at 2 p.m. with a burial in the Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals. Visitation is from noon until 2 o'clock Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials can be made to the Wabash Christian Retirement Center at 216 College Boulevard in Carmine, or designated to Amazing Grace at www.chigift.org or the Fairfield First Christian Church. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Larkin Burl Price died Thursday at Wayfair in Fairfield. He had been a professor of literature at the University of Illinois. After retirement, he moved back to Wayne County and divided his time between here and Costa Rica. Survivors include a nephew, Ed Clark of St. Louis, and several cousins. Upon his wishes, the body has been cremated and the burial will take place at a later date. The Neal's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. Frances Jeanette Dean, 84, of Xenia, passed away Monday at North Care Hospice House in North Kansas City, Missouri. Survivors include two daughters, Kay Miller of Johnsonville and Linda Kirkpatrick of Kansas City, Missouri, a sister, Mabel Huffins of Flora, five grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jeanette Dean will be at noon Sunday at the Community of Christ Brush Creek Congregational Church in rural Xenia, with burial in the Brush Creek Cemetery at a later date. Visitation is tonight from 6 to 8 at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, and from 11 o'clock until the service time tomorrow at the church. Memorials are suggested to the Brush Creek campgrounds. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
Hey folks, it's summertime and that means you need good tires. That's why I go to Dan's Tire in Carmine. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main, Carmine. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmine at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
The WFIW forecast for today, cloudy skies, scattered showers are possible. Today's high 62. For tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers are again possible. Tonight's low 48. And partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 75. The outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Monday, a high of 78 and low of 55. Partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday with highs of 78 and lows of 55. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 69. The overnight low 49. We picked up a trace of precipitation so far today. It's currently 52 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.